B, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's a minute past 1 o'clock. The latest now from Joanna Earl.
An Ashford man serving a 21-year sentence for several rapes has admitted assaulting two more women in Canterbury. Jeremy Smith, who used to live on Pett Lane in Charing, attacked his victims back in the 80s. The 54-year-old has now been jailed for life and told he won't be considered for parole for 14 years. Detective Sergeant Matt Banks is from Kent Police.
The eventual sentence that he was given yesterday is a pleasing conclusion to a prolonged investigation. And I'd like to praise the courage that the both victims have in coming forward. It is obviously it's a cycle of offending that starts from the 1980s and goes all the way through to 2011.
KMFM News.
Exactly a year after a massive crash on the Sheppey crossing, KMFM has been told safety improvements still need to be made. Nicola's got our special report for the update.
More than 100 vehicles were involved in the smash, which happened during thick fog on the A249. Martin Stammers from Minster narrowly avoided being caught up in it and tried to get other drivers to slow down. This is what he told us that day.
You could just hear the screeching and the cars and the lorries just thudding into each other. And this was going on for, it seemed like 5 to 10 minutes. We was all out of our cars, all just standing about in shock because the noise, I can still hear the noise now, it was just thud.
He's spoken to KMFM again and says he'll never forget what happened.
When it is foggy or the weather is bad, then yeah, it brings you back to that day, because nothing has really changed on the bridge. You know, there's been no warning signs, no speed cameras, nothing. It's still the same as it was.
40 people ended up being treated in hospital as a result of the crash. 8 of those were seriously injured. At the time, police said it was a miracle no one was killed.
Given the number of vehicles involved and the damage to some of these vehicles, we are extremely fortunate that we have not had a loss of life here today.
Over the past 12 months, there have been several other collisions on the crossing. Earlier this summer, a mum and her young son died. Gordon Henderson is the area's MP and has been calling for safety measures to be introduced.
Cars go too fast over the bridge, and I will be continuing to press for some means of ensuring that people stick to the speed limit, whether that's through cameras or any other method they want to introduce.
You can also read this story and have your say today on the crossing at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM News.
A man has died after being shot by police in North London. Officers were called to a house in Islington late last night, where they found a man threatening a woman with a knife. Shortly before one this morning, a number of shots were fired and the man was pronounced dead on the way to hospital. There's a warning to passengers on Eurotunnel that illegal immigrants may try to get into vehicles travelling from France to Folkestone. It's after a woman found a man in the boot of her car when she arrived home in Shepherdswell after travelling on Le Shuttle yesterday. More than 1,000 migrants are currently camped in Calais and making regular attempts to get to the UK. John Keefe is from Eurotunnel.
Anybody who is travelling in the Calais region should really just be vigilant and keep an eye on their vehicle as they're travelling through.
A motorcyclist has been taken to a London hospital with serious injuries following a crash on the Thanet Way. Emergency crews were called to the London-bound carriageway near to St Nicholas Wade roundabout just before 5 this morning. The man suffered leg, arm and pelvis injuries. And Lego has become the world's best-selling toy firm thanks to sales boost following the release of the Lego Movie. The company weighed £1.2 billion in the first 6 months of the year.
KMFM Sport.
Cricket and England remain in bat in their game against India in the final one-day international at Headingley. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, England have already lost the series and a short time ago were 204 for 4 after 39 overs. Kent's James Treadwell's returned to the side after being left out in the previous game. Meantime, there'll be no Lord's final for Kent this year. They've been beaten by Warwickshire in the semi-finals of the One Day Cup by 6 wickets. The Spitfires only managed 215 for 8 from their 50 overs, with the Bears reaching the victory target with more than 3 overs to spare. And in football, Gillingham are back in League One action tonight, this time in front of the TV cameras. They're travelling to take on Coventry in a 7:45 kick-off. Gill's captain Doug Loft is out with an Achilles injury, while Gavin Hoyt is suspended after being sent off in their midweek trophy game.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.
left a bit. Oh.